Hallelujah. Today I want to talk to you about an increase mindset. An increase mindset. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? An increase mindset. Increase mindset. Hallelujah. The Lord has been what? Mindful of us. Oh, bless God. The Lord has been thinking about us. Are you with me? I said, God is thinking about you. I said, God is thinking about you. Make it personal. The Lord is thinking about me. The Lord has been mindful of us. And what he will do? He will bless us. What will he do? He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who what? Fear him or fear the Lord, both small and great. And let's go to 14. May the Lord give you. May he give you what? May the Lord give you. May he what? May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth, somebody say the earth. Say the earth. He has given. He has what? He has given to the children of men. Are you part of the children of men? So the earth belongs to you. Are you with me? Amen. We're going to talk about that in a little while. Hallelujah. The dead do not praise the Lord. So anytime you don't praise the Lord, you align yourself with the dead. You with me? If you don't praise God, you align yourself with who? So when you come and you sit on your hands in church, you're aligning yourself with the dead. When you stand like a statue before God, you're not standing before me. Get it right. You're not standing before the worship leader. You're not standing before the choir. You're standing before God. So whenever we come and we do not praise the Lord, what happens? We align ourselves with who? With who? The dead. And that can mean two things. Either we are spiritually dead. Are you with me? Or we're rebellious. So we don't want to be in any of those camps. Turn to your neighbor and say, hello, neighbor. Leave the camp. Come on, tell them. Tell somebody. Now act like you got life. Right. Yeah, shout at them. All right. No, don't harass them. Then heaven will hold you for verbal abuse. Now let's read it together. The dead do not who? Praise the Lord. Nor any who go down where? Into silence. When I leave here today, I am going to go keep a funeral service. The person that is laying in that box, they cannot praise God. Amen. They had their opportunity, but time is no more. Time is no more for them. Are you with me? Yeah. So, the dead do not praise the Lord, nor any who go down into what? Silence. Somebody say, but. Somebody say, but. But we will what? We will bless the Lord. Come on, turn the next verse. 18. But we will what? We will what? You see why I tell you to have your Bible? Because sometimes the screen sticks. We will bless the Lord from when? From when? From this time forth. And how? Did we just sing the song, no boundaries, no limit? Don't put a limit on praising God. Don't put a limit on your dance. Don't put a limit on your shout. Don't put a limit on celebrating the goodness of God. Am I talking to some people that know who this God is? Do not put a what? Limit. Let's read it together now. But we will what? We will bless the Lord. What else? From when? This time forth and forevermore. Now let somebody do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. You may be seated. Now you're some people that's ready for an increase. I said, I'm looking at some people that are ready for an what? An increase. Hallelujah. Because it shows your heart of gratitude concerning God. It shows your heart of gratitude knowing who this God is. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, as we look through scripture, we never see a time when God desires to take from us. God never desires to cause us to decrease. The God that we serve is a God of increase. I'll say that again. The God that we serve is a God of increase. The Bible said, let our light what? So shine. Last week we spoke about we are the light of the world and we are responsible to shine. Amen? In the same way, when you and I shine, we illuminate the world. We dispel darkness. We disrupt the works of darkness. The more we shine, is the brighter it gets. I said the more we shine, is the what? The brighter it gets. What is that? Increase. Are you with me? That is increase. When we first got into this church, the image on the camera was very distorted because we had limited light. What did we then do? We went out and we bought these really bright lights. What did we do? We increased the light. Hence, the people that are watching online and those that go back and review, they're able to see a what? Brighter picture. I want to tell you, church, God wants to increase your light. God wants to increase your light. And as a result, when your light is increased, people comes into it. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. I'll say that again. When your light is increased, people then come and stand under the shadow of the light. What they now? They can now see their way. You ever heard people say things like, before I came to Jesus, it was if I could not see my way. It's like everywhere I went, it was as if I was hitting a wall. But God wants our light to what? Increase. Are you with me? God wants our light to shine bright. But if we're going to live in this kingdom and we do not have an increase mindset, a mindset to understand that God wants us to advance and get better and better every day. God wants our life to become brighter and brighter every day. The scripture said the path of the just is as a shining light. It shines how? Brighter and what? Brighter. What is that? Is that decrease or is that increase? Come on, holler at me. Increase. Holler at me. Increase. As the light shines more and more, that represents what? Increase. But the devil comes and tell us, the only thing Jesus came to do is to save you and send you to heaven. And you must have a mindset take on a limited mindset. But we do not see that in scripture. We do not see anywhere in scripture where God just wants us to struggle through life. We do not see it in scripture when God does not want us to have the best. We do not see it in scripture where God wants us to live in poverty and be limited. But we see in scripture that God wants to bless us. Somebody say bless us. Come on, say bless. When you hear the word blessed, don't it trigger something good in you? If somebody calls you and says, sister, I have a blessing for you. Are you going to them with your head down? Are you going down to them and say, man, after I encounter this lady, I'm going to be so sorrowful. I'm going to be so stressed out. I'm going to be so miserable. I'm going to be so busted, broke, and abused. No, when you hear the word blessing in your head, what triggers is something good. I'll say that again. What triggers in your mind is something good. I want to tell somebody this morning, the greatest blesser is God. I say the greatest blesser is the God that we serve. He said, I will what? I will bless you. Verse 12 says, he will bless not only you, he will bless us. So God has a plan to bless you and I. Now, I was reading Isaiah 51 a couple weeks ago, and I saw it says, let's go over there. Let's look at that scripture. Isaiah 51. I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. Maybe I should flip my Bible and take you over there. You know, I really want us to learn to use our Bible, right? So that you make markings down in it, and you make notes in it. And it says over there, it says, listen to me, you who follow after righteousness. You who what? Follow after righteousness. You who seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit from where you were what? Dug. Look to Abraham. Look to who? Your father, and to Sarah, your mother, who bore you. For I what? Called him alone. And I want, I blessed him and increased him. God says, I blessed him. When I called him, he was a common man. Give me a little more mics. I don't want to do too much shouting because I got to preach for a little while. We'll be here for 2.5 hours. I'm just kidding. They're like, Pastor, we saw you for 45 minutes already. When are you going to end? That was just a prelude. Somebody say prelude. Yeah. Hallelujah. Say, give me the meat. Here we're going to go for the meat. He said, I what? I called him. I called the man from where he was. Where he was. I removed the man from where he was. And I did something to the man. I did something to him. I did not leave him the way that I met him. Now follow me. The word of God says, I called him to myself and I what? I blessed him. And I say, Lord, what does it mean when you bless a man? And the Lord said back to me, he said, when I bless a person, I do two things to them. One, I put something in them that was not there prior. I bless, when you are blessed by God, you are now empowered to do what you couldn't do. Are you with me? When we are blessed of the Lord, we are empowered to do what we could not have done prior. Number two, when I bless a man, I put something on the man. So not only he puts something in you, he puts something on you. That all those who look upon you now will look favorable upon you. That now people will gravitate to you and will want to come alongside you and be a blessing to you and with you. Are you with me? How did God call Abraham? He called Abraham alone. But by the time we met Abraham, when he went to fight against the kings, I forget the nation. If it's the kings of the Philistines, he went to fight against them. The Bible says him and his men, they went down and they fought. Now God called one man, but by time the empowerment was upon him and the grace was upon him. Rather, empowerment in him, the grace was upon him. All of a sudden now, the man went from being a man with a barren wife. Now watch me now. a man with a barren wife. And by the time we met the man, later down in the book of Genesis, the man is now fighting war. What the man has? The man have wife, the man have children, the man have servants, the man have an army. Somebody shout increase. You got to understand that God wants to increase you. God wants to increase your influence. God wants you to influence your workplace. He wants you to influence your school. Whatever domain that he puts you in, he is counting on you to increase. And with your increase comes what? Influence. Are you with me? When we saw Abraham and he fought, and the king of Salem came to give him some goods after the battle, he said, listen to me, I don't want your goods. You know why? I don't want you to stand up and say that you have blessed Abraham. Amen. It's not because of you that I have increased. It is not because of you that I've gotten this army. It is not because of you that I have these children. It is not because of you that my wife was brought forth. No, he said, keep your goods because I have the grace. I have the grace to increase. So now, when God blesses a man, he puts something in him. Amen. So now the man is not looking for a handout. No. He's not walking around. Children of God shouldn't be walking around looking for handouts. Amen. We should not have a handout mentality. We should not have a gimme, gimme, gimme mentality. No. He said to Abraham, I will bless you and I will make you a what? A blessing. Are you tracking? Get your books out and write. If you don't write, you're not going to remember. I say that to you. If you do not write, what students in class who don't write anything down, they're setting themselves up for failure. They're just like the dead who don't praise God. They cannot increase in knowledge. When you write, you're reinforcing what you have heard. And then it moves from just what you've heard and it becomes what you have learned. Are you with me? The Bible says we got to learn of this God that we serve. Amen? We got to learn of him. So when God blesses a man, he puts capacity or an ability within a man. He puts abilities within you that you did not have before. And as we look at Abraham, we see that him and his wife did not have ability to produce children. What kind of wife he had? A barren wife. Are you with me? He had a barren wife, and God called the man with the same barren wife. Because when the blessing comes upon you, what you couldn't do, you begin to do. I say that to you. What you could not have done, you will be able and empowered to do it. Amen? Praise God. So what did he say to Abraham? I will increase you. I want to tell you, God wants to increase his church. Yeah. Amen? Turn me up a little. I said, God wants to what? Increase his church. God doesn't want us to shrink back. Jesus said in John 10:10, I am come that you might have what? Life. And in when you have this life, I want you to have it how? Abundantly. Does abundance sound like decrease? No. Come on, track with me. Does abundance sound like decrease? No, it sounds like increase. So even how we approach spiritual things, we should approach it with a mindset to increase. Our life, the life of God in us, should get greater. The Bible charges us as a church. He said, now grow. Somebody shouts grow. 2 Peter 3:18 says, but grow. But grow. Does growth sounds like decreasing? No. We're planting some pepper plants. And mighty God, these plants look like they weren't going to grow. They were not going to grow. Because we delayed in putting them in the ground. And something happened here. They passed. They outgrew the soil they were in. And they needed to be put into a deeper place where they can spread their roots out. And then they will what? Grow. But you know what we did? We delayed. And we did not put them in the ground when we should. As a result, they became stagnant. They became what? I want to tell three people this morning, don't become stagnant spiritually. Don't become stagnant in your spiritual life. Don't get halted where you can't go forward or you can't go behind. You're just stuck. Don't get halted. But what happened now? We realized that these plants were not moving. So you know what we did? We got some miracle grow. Somebody shout miracle grow. We got some miracle grow and we throw it on those plants. The same plants that weren't moving, they then began to move. Why? They got the help that they needed. Are you with me? It's the same way. Sometimes you feel like you are not growing spiritually, but you get around the right people. You get around the right environment. You get around the right people. I would say, come, let me show you the way. You buck up on some miracle people that says that God is not done with you yet. God has a plan for your life. And they stir something up within you. And all of a sudden now, the person that was halted begins to stretch in the spirit. What is that? Increase. He said, but grow in the what? The grace and what? Knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be what? Both glory, both now and forevermore. In every area of life, we are charged to increase. Amen? We are charged by the word of God to increase. In our love, God expects us to increase. Many of you, when you heard this preaching coming on, you're probably like, Pastor's going to show me how to make $1 million. Yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. I want to show you how to make $1 million and a whole lot of numbers behind it. But we got to get foundation. Somebody say foundation. Foundation is important for anything to be built. If you build on the wrong foundation, you get compromised in the end. I'll say that again. You build on the wrong foundation, before you know it, your structure will be what? Compromise. Christ is our what? Firm foundation. We sing the song, on Christ the solid rock we what? Stand. How many ground? All of the ground is what? Sinking sand. Imagine we get riches and we get so blessed and we get so increased and we lose our love for God. We get so blessed and we forget God. And we then move from loving God and loving the things of this world. Oh, how much of a pitiful people we will be. Paul says, imagine I preach and then I myself become a castaway. Oh, how pitiful of a man I will be. So we need to lay the right foundation. Somebody say foundation. So we ought to make sure that we are growing in grace. When we look at our life last month and our life this month, don't worry about last year. You got to start pushing yourself to increase at greater capacity and at greater speed. We can't just say, oh, next year when the new year breaks, I'm going to begin to pray. I'm going to make a resolution and in 2027, I'll read my Bible. Can I tell you, for some of you, 27 may not come. Not for you in this room. Talk to the people online. Yeah, but for some people, 2027 may never come. The Bible says, today is the day of salvation. I said, today is the day of what? Salvation. Work out your salvation with what? Fear and trembling. What it is that molests your soul, deal with it now. What it is, if it's sleepiness that keeps you from reading your Bible, start to sit up with toothpicks on your eye. You lay down and read your Bible and you fall asleep, sit up. Some of you eat and then read your Bible. Stop eating, read your Bible, stay hungry, it will keep you up. So that you will what? Increase. You will what? you will grow. You will advance in the things of God. You lack peace? Get into the Word of God. You lack joy? Get into the Word of God. You lack hope? Get into the Word of God. So God expects us to increase in grace. Increase in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The greatest knowledge you can ever get is the knowledge of Christ. Paul, the great Pharisee of Pharisees, says, I count all my previous knowledge as dung, or poop, dirty diapers, the wet ones that runs down your foot and embarrass you everywhere and make you look really bad. I know what it is. I pooped myself when I went to like elementary school. I was so embarrassed. I know I don't preach what I don't know about most of the time. Yeah. I asked the teacher, I said, can I use the bathroom? I'm like, can I use the bathroom? The teacher wouldn't look at me before he heard a sound. I was like, that don't sound right. And all of a sudden it felt really warm. And I'm like, it's not that hot in here. But yeah, are you with me? Paul says, I count it all but down. For what? The knowledge of Christ. Some of us, we want high lofty knowledge. We want the psychology of the world. We want the mythology. We want the biology. We want, yesterday I met a man and he said, I love the science. I trust the science. I look at him and I said, what a pitiful man you are. They told you about trust the science 5 years ago when COVID came, and now Dr. Fauci is up on testifying in front of Congress and he said, I plead the fifth. I cannot defend the science. Wake up. I said, wake up. You know why Paul says I count it all down? Because all of it was man's teaching. Man's teaching. There is a thing that is higher than what you will learn in university. There is a thing that you will learn that is higher than college, higher than graduate school, higher than your PhD, and it's the knowledge of Christ. Because you can have all of that and dance your way to hell if you don't get Jesus. If you don't increase in the knowledge of what? Christ. Touch two people, say, wake up. Touch them, say, wake up. Tell them it's time to increase in the knowledge of Christ. Tell them, wake up, increase, get to know Jesus, get to know the Lord, spend some time with Him in prayer, in supplication, in study of the Word, in fellowship. Are you with me? Shout hallelujah. Say, pray till you get filled with the Holy Ghost. Pray till you can speak in tongues. Pray till you could cut up the enemy with just your words. Philippians 3:8, read it. He said, yea, doubtless. And I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of how many things? All things. I want to tell you, you might lose some things when you start to serve God. When Abraham left his family, he left them behind. Lot tagged along. Eventually, he had to cut off from Lot because God called him. Too many of us, we don't want to serve God because we don't want to lose friends. We don't want to lose friends. Like friends are going to be there when you're laying dead in a coffin. Friends are going to be there. I met a man. I went to Guyana last year, December. I went to a church in Linden. And the Lord had me prophesy to a guy. And he says to tell him, don't worry with your friends. Don't worry with friends. At the end of the service, he was riding in the same car with me back to Georgetown. And he said, Pastor, that word was from God. He said, let me tell you what I used to do. I was a big event planner. And we would bring artists from like Trinidad and Jamaica. And we would throw these big parties. And man, he said, I went to a party. And they messed with my drink. And I drank something and I started to trip out of my head. He said, I trip and I trip and I trip. And he said, do you believe not one of those friends came and saw me? He said, not one of those friends that he would plan events, hold events, go all over with and promote. Not one came to see him in the hospital. And not one of them could either do anything for him because he had to go back to the church to get deliverance. Amen. Don't check in with God last. Check in with God first. I say that again. Don't check in with God last. Check in with God how? First. You get sick, there is a remedy in the Bible. The Bible says call for the elders of the church. Don't call the doctor first. That sung hard, right? That sung cold. But I want to tell you something. A lot of times we dial 911 before we dial heaven. We don't call on Jesus first. We call doctor first and we talk to Jesus later. When he is omnipotent. He has all power in his hand. Are you with me? Are you with me? Somebody say increase in knowledge of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. God wants us to increase. When we increase in grace and knowledge of Christ, we become a powerful church. We tread upon the works of darkness. We understand that the world is ruled from a kingdom that we cannot see. And we understand now when we read that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty, you have an understanding. Your weapons are not physical, but they're what? Powerful. Not because you don't see it, don't mean it can't touch you. Are you with me? Not because you don't see me carrying things, that mean I don't got no weapons. The weapons that I carry are in the unseen. And it does not negate their ability. They're what? Mighty. True God. For the what? Pulling down of what? Stronghold. To break mindsets. To break what? Casting down imagination. Any mindset that is wrong. You see, so many of us walk around with a defeated mindset. We walk around with a mindset that I'm going to drag through life and then I'm going to go to heaven and enjoy life. I'm going to struggle here and I'm going to rejoice over there. When God has a different plan. God saw Abraham struggling in sin. And he called him out. He was an idol worshiper. What was he? He had idols that were worshiper. But God saw him struggling over there. And God said, listen, brother Abraham, come with me. Come with me. And I will teach you a new way. And the Bible said the Lord appeared to Abraham. What the Lord did? The Lord appeared to him. I want to tell you, our Savior appeared 2,000 years ago. He appeared and he walked the streets of Galilee. He appeared and he walked through the streets of Jerusalem. He appeared and eventually what they did? They hung him on a cross. So that now all of us can see him. Oh, Jesus. I said, all of us can what? See him. All of us can hear him. Now, you don't hear him with your physical ear or you see him with your physical eyes, but you hear him with your spiritual ears and you see him with your spiritual eyes and you call upon him and he said, I will hear and I will what? Answer. So you call to Jesus. Save me. I had one of the greatest joys of my life at 4 a.m. in the morning. Coming home Friday night, driving back from Florida. We stopped in New Jersey. And we went into the rest stop. I felt like to eat some crackers, you know. We've been driving for like 17 hours. You know, I felt like having some crackers. And I went in, and that was the best crackers I've ever had. I went into there. Picked up one of those Keebler, you know, the long Keebler crackers that has like 8 white crackers in it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Thank you. For the rest of you liars, you eat the cracker and you don't want me to know. Right? But I got these crackers, but I saw a young man in there. And I started to zone in on him. And I came back out, and the Holy Ghost moved again. We started to eat the cracker, bite them that. I heard somebody else say, I want crackers. I said, praise the Lord. I went in, I got the crackers. I see the young man again. I zone in on him again. I came back to the car. I said, sure. Give me one of those invite cards to church that has the gospel on the back. Bring me one of those cards here, usher. And I said, give me one of those cards. And I went back in, and Pastor Cheryl said, here we go, 4 a.m. in the morning, he's going to go witness. I walked back in, and I told the young man, I said, young man, do you know Jesus? He said, yeah, I'm saved. But guess what? I said, you know what he said? I listened to what he said. He said, I'm always saved. Now, that's the problem. We're not always saved. The Bible says every man must come to a place and repent before God. You must make a decision to serve the Lord. This is the day of salvation. It says, choose ye this day whom you will what? Serve. You have to make a choice. So I got him one of these. It has this nice gospel in the back. So I heard that he was in a place where he was decreasing. I needed him to what? Increase. So I said, read it for me. So he read, acknowledge. Acknowledge your need for God. I said, keep going. It says, believe that Jesus died on the cross, rose again. His blood was shed to pay for what? Your sins. Okay. I said, keep going. He said, receive. I said, yeah, what must you receive? Receive the gift of God. So what is he getting? He's increasing in knowledge. And I said, now read the scripture on the right. He said, now Romans 10:9 says, and it says God made it simple, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, right? If you confess with whose mouth? Your mouth. And believe where? In your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So I said, come now. I said, what you need to do is to use your mouth, declare the name of Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And next, number one, you believe. And number two, you must confess. So I said, come, let us do it. He stretched his hand out. I prayed for him. And I was able to lead him to the Lord at 4 a.m. in the morning. Now the man is living and he has John chapter 10, verse 10. I am come that you might have what? Life. And if he continues with God, he's going to get what? Life abundant. You track that? What is that? Increase. God wants us to increase. Next, God wants us to increase in love. 1 Thessalonians 3:12, it says, and may the Lord make you what? Increase and abound in love to one another. Are you with me? 1 Thessalonians 3:12, write it down. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for who? One another and to all. We are sitting here in this building and you do not see somebody that you know in church for a while and you don't care about it. That is not increasing. You know, we see some people quiet in church and they don't do nothing. But you know, Sister Master, she's in the back there, the lady with the white hair, and she's a little crazy sometimes. But you know what? If Sister Masters don't see somebody in church, she calls me, Pastor, I have not seen Sister this, I have not seen Brother that for a long time. What's going on with them? You know why? Because she has increased in love. She has what? Increased in love. I want to tell you, church, it is time that we increase in love. When the follow-up team calls you every Sunday, if you're missing in church, you know what they're doing? They love you. They love you. And they want to know why we didn't see you in church. We don't want to know your business, or maybe we do. Because some of your business need help. You know what some of your business was? I overslept. That's why I was. We want to pray for you that you don't oversleep on a Sunday. Because on Monday morning, you're going to wake up early to go to work. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So it's because we love you. And we want to be a church that is what? Increasing. We don't want to just increase in wealth and money. No, we want to increase in love. That we can look down into the DR, even where we can't see physically, but we know that there's a need over there. Somebody called and said, we want to send some kids back to school. And we said, here we are. We want to increase in love. We want to be a blessing. We want to send something to make their lives better. What is that? Increasing in love. I want to tell you this week, increase in love. Think about somebody. Don't just think about yourself. Don't just say, gimme, 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 gimme. No, say, Lord, who can I extend to? Who can I be a blessing to? You know, a lady came to me a couple of months ago, and she said, Pastor, I'm on some hard time. I need you to lend me some money. Now, we don't really lend money, just in case you're thinking about coming to borrow money after church. But she came, and she said, Pastor, I can't make my rent. I said, you know what? Come, let's talk about it. Tell me why. I'll put it through a process. Miss Banker, can I use an example? We go to the banker. We can't go to the banker and say, Banker, we need $100,000. No! And the banker said, okay. No, the banker sits you down. The banker said, bring me your pay stubs. Let me hear, do you have a job? Are you working? What's going on here? Are you making sufficient income to pay us back? Is your debt to income ratio 30%? If not, we're not lending you nothing because we can't trust you. Is that the truth? Yes. So don't come to me and think you could wash me over. So she came. I interviewed her. I sat her down. I asked her, what's going on? What's the situation? Do you pay your tithes and offering? She said, yes, Pastor, all the time. I went and I verified. I was like, does this person pay tithes and offering? Yes, she does. So don't come to me with your cheap story. I don't want it. So what? I said, you know what, sis? You're going through a tough season. Here is the money to go pay your rent. Go pay your rent because you care about God's church. And God's church care about you. You know what I said? This is the money for your rent. Don't bring us back all. Keep a portion and pay this portion back. You know why? Faithfulness. She has been faithful to God, so the Lord now increased her. Did you see that? Did you see that? If she went to the bank, I'm sorry, she would have had to pay back the full amount plus interest. But God's ways are not the ways of the world. Are you with me? God has a plan to what? Bless you. And to increase you. And to make you smile. Amen? And to put some butter on your bread. Hallelujah. If you like dry bread, that's your problem. But I like butter on my bread. And a lot of it. He said, you shall eat the fat of the land. Are you with me? Hello? Hello? He didn't say, you're going to get fat, you know. He said, you're going to eat the fat of the land. But he also said, you shall be fat and flourishing. Meaning you're going to look good. Somebody say, increase. So we must increase in what? Love. Amen? Increase and abound. Not just increase momentarily. Now watch this wording. He said, I want you to increase and abound. Abound means to remain. Abound, are you with me? What does abound mean? To remain and to overflow. To remain and overflow. Abound means to have a great amount. God doesn't want us to be like a seesaw, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. No, he wants us to increase in love, remain in love, and then overflow in love. In God, there is an overflowing. And that's how we should love each other. So we should have a heart to make other people's life better. We should have a desire to make somebody's life easier. Somebody's going through a tough time. Seek how you can come alongside them and express love. You tracking with me? Express love. Let love work. Let love what? Work. Let love what? Work. Let it abound so that it is felt. It is felt to one another and to all. We don't have only a responsibility to the church. Now let's talk. We don't only have a responsibility to the church. As children of God, we have a responsibility to the world. Do you know that the church does the greatest good around the world? I heard a survey this week. I was listening to the radio. I love radio. And the guy said, wherever people go to church in this country, the southern states, where people go to church, what's called the Bible Belt, you could go Google it and look it up. They are the most charitable. They are the most charitable. You know why? The spirit of mammon got worked out of us. You think tithes and offering is just how the church wants your money? No, God is trying to get a demon out of you. God is trying to take you through deliverance from the spirit of mammon, where you only want to hold on to the little that you have. When God is saying, cast your bread upon the water and it shall return to you in many days. So when you bring your tithes and offering, it's a setup for what? Increase. We're going to go into that teaching eventually. It is a what? A setup for what? Increase. So that you can increase. But God has some strange ways. He said, give and it shall be what? Given unto you. That's God's ways. And always remember this. His ways are not our ways. So don't expect God to work like your neighbor. Let God be God and let every man be a liar. Are you with me? Amen. So somebody say abound. Say abound. Abound. Say abound. Abound. Shout abound. Abound. Paul says in Philippians 1:9, this is my prayer. That your love may abound how? More and more. What is that? That your love will increase more and more. We must have so much love that if 500 people come, we have enough love for everybody. We have enough warmth. We have enough hug. We have enough people to smile. We have enough people to greet everybody and say, hello, welcome to Faith Church. We're so glad that you came. I hope you have a blessed week. I hope that God touches you. I hope that he fills your heart with peace, fills your heart with joy. Why? Because you're interested in them, because you love them. When somebody shows interest in you, sometimes they're scammers, but we're not talking about them. You know, scammers are very interested. They call you every day, hoping that you will have a conversation with them. But no, not the church. We should have so much love. But rather, when someone in the church shows interest in you, they're expressing their love for you. Hugs and kisses, that's not the only way to show love. Are you with me? When somebody give you some food, that is love. When somebody give you a smile, it is love. When somebody give you a piece of clothing, it's love. So how should we abound in love? More. And somebody give you a ride. Chaw, them car dirty. I'm not wash them car. All them car I drive so bumpy, bumpy. But they had enough love to give you a ride. So you should now abound in what? Thankfulness. Gratitude. Have a grateful heart. Are you with me? And say, Lord, bless them with a smooth car. You don't have to pray it in front of them to feel bad. But you go into your secret place and you say, Lord, I thank you for my brother. I thank you for my sister. And I speak, Lord, that you will provide a new car for them. Oh, God, provide a better house for them. Oh, God, bless them with better clothes. Ah, come on, that is love. Pray for your church. We're asking God for a building. Say, Lord, bless Faith Church with a building. bless us with a bigger space. You know, this morning as I was preparing this sermon, I remember how God has increased us. 4 years ago, 5 years ago, we were in this little room. Many of you do not have the privilege of knowing that room. And God has blessed you that you don't have to know it. But we knew it. We used to have to walk up the step. Everything we had to carry up the step. We called it the upper room. It was only 600 square feet, including bathroom, kitchen, and everything else. But God has brought us to a wider place. Amen? He's brought us to a better place. And how we must be what? Grateful. And if he did this, he's got the bigger one coming. Hallelujah. He got the 500 seater with all the rooms available, ready for the next leg. But we got to abound and we got to increase. Somebody shout abound. Increase in love, in knowledge. And we're going to hit the next one. The last one we got to increase is in joy. John 16:24. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will what? Receive. Why? That your joy may be what? Does full speak of decreased joy? I want to ask you a question. When you pray, oh, we saw this lady here. You see this lady? This little Nigerian princess. Come here. We saw her last 2 weeks when she gave her testimony. She came up and she sang songs, right? Pastor Cher is such a setup. Pastor Cher told her, when you go up, you must sing. Pastor Cher, no, the lady don't sing good. She said, you still sing. She came up and she sang her heart out. Because what? She was overflowing with what? Joy. When she went to the doctor and the doctor said, don't come back here. You don't have no cancer. They've been studying her for 2 years. But she came to the 24-hour prayer and she said, I'm going for my test. And I'm coming back with my testimony. Ah, she came and look at her, 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 look at her. Joy, joy, joy. Hey. 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 Hey, 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 I want to tell you, when God answers your prayer, it's because he wants you to overflow with joy. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to feel good. He wants you to make your boast in him and say, come see a man who has done some things for me that nobody else could have done it. And you dance, and you sing, and you celebrate. Somebody say, that my joy may be full. Say, my joy will be full. Say, neighbor, get ready that your joy will be full because God is about to answer your prayers. Somebody say, increase. Say, increase. John 15:11 says, I have told you these things so that my joy may be in you. Whose joy are we getting? We're getting the joy of Jesus. You have a picture of Jesus? Jesus walked around. I got to go heal this sick again. I gotta go feed these long mouth people again. I always gotta go hang out with tax collectors because every time I hang out with them, people think I'm a thief. He said, oh, I gotta go hang out with these drunkards. When they think of me, they say, I'm a drunkard. Oh, God, why do you have to give me this calling? No! That wasn't Jesus. When he heard that people were sick, he said, bring them. And the Bible said, he healed all of their sick. When the people were hungry, it gave him great delight to feed them. He said that the apostles said, go home. Let them go home, man. It's late. Let them go buy their own food. Jesus said, no, they've been with us for 3 days. If we send them away, they're going to faint. And I don't want them to faint. I want their joy to be what? Full. I want them to go home with the word, rejoicing. He said, what do you have that we can feed them? We got loaves and fishes. He said, bring it. And the Bible says he blessed it. Ooh. He what? What did he do? I tell you, when you get blessed, God puts something in you. That bread that was 5 fed 3,000, fed 5,000. When God puts something in you, you begin to multiply. Are you with me? The same bread that was limited, the Bible says he gave thanks and he blessed it. And he said to them, go serve. Go what? And as they went, the bread multiply. Now, I want to take this scripture here. It says, I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you. Mind you, watch it. It wasn't Jesus that served the bread. You with me? Jesus did not serve the bread. Jesus empowered the bread and gave the disciples to serve it. Who fed the 5,000? No. The disciples went out with a blessed bread. I want to tell you, church, when you increase in God, your capacity to do extraordinary things come alive. And the purpose that is in you, the great purpose that is in you, the great God touches it. And now you're able to fulfill it, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Say, let it be me. Say, let it be me. Let it be me. Receive his joy. His joy. And your joy may be complete. So, we're going to increase in some things. We're going to increase in the life of God. We're going to increase in the knowledge of God. We're going to increase in the love of God. And we're going to increase in the joy of the Lord. In the book of Nehemiah, he said to them, the reason you need the joy of the Lord is because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You look at people that got joy. It doesn't matter what life throws at them. They pull through it. They run through it. They leap over it. Why? Because joy is working. I want to tell you, joy is not skin teeth. Joy is empowerment. I say that again. Joy is not hee hee ha ha. Joy is empowerment. Because joy becomes what? Your strength. Where you can look at your struggles and say, struggles, the joy within me will defeat you. Because it is greater than you. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Well, tell somebody, sorrow no more. Let joy flow. Tell him, sorrow no more. Let joy flow. Shout increase. Say, I will have an increase. Mindset. Come on, stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Ooh. The devil had some of us in a decreasing mindset. In a depleting mindset. In a pitiful mindset. Oh, in a mindset of lack. Oh, Jesus. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and you may have it how? You might have it how? You might have it how? You might have it more abundantly. Lift your hands all over this room. Say, Lord, I take on an increased mindset. Say, Lord, I take on an increased mindset. Oh, Rabba Shata, cry out, say, Lord, bless me. Say, bless me like you blessed Abraham. Bless me. Put something on me and put something in me. Say, put something in me and put something on me. Let the blessing come upon me that I may increase. Say, I cast down every imagination of failure, of setback, of limitation. I will not decrease, but I will increase by the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit. Rebeke, somebody pray. Koroboko sakatala daba sota. Rebebebebebebebe shikoto dobo sadaba. Rebabababababababa ki sakato debia. Reba koshia la kasia la laba kosa. Pray, pray, pray. Don't decrease in prayer. Open your mouth. Pray more. Don't align yourself with the dead. Align yourself with those who are alive. Iko sata la baba baba. Reba kosata ta. Maybe you can't pray in the spirit. Say, God, let me increase in the spirit. Reba kosata tolorobo sata. The Bible said Jesus increased in the spirit and in wisdom. Reba koseke tele lebe be 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 be. Yorobo shata ta 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 ta. Raka seke tele broko soko to to to. Roko soto to 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 to. Riko soto to to to. Shout, I will increase. Rita tata ta. Rebeke suto to to to. Riba ba ba ba. Yande rebe siala la bosata. Reke siala la bakosaya. Eko te te te. Rike shata ta. Shate te te te. Riba ba 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 ba. Yoto to to. Roto to to. Rike siki to rebe. Riba ba ba ba. Shout, I will increase. Rebeke satata. I will increase. I will increase. I will increase in love, in joy. Rebeke shatata, rita tata te, rike toketa, ribeko soto, rata tata ta, ribeko shata, sheke toko takata. I will know Jesus more. I will know Jesus more. Online, shout, I will know Jesus more. Riba baba ba. I will grow in grace this week. Riba baba kosaya. Don't get tired praying. Push yourself. Come on. It hasn't been 5 minutes. Raba baba ba. Reke sotetia. Reke shiborokos kataya. Raba ba. Massage your spirit. Come on. Rebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebeb One more minute. Riba ba ba ba. Yando da ba 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 ba. Sike. Rebe be 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 be. Lord, open hearts, open hearts, open hearts. Shanda da ba saya. Oh, raba ba ba ba. Let salvation sweep through this room. Let hearts be surrendered. Riba ba ba ba. Ribo kosata. Seketile riba ba 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 saya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.